Good morning, and welcome to the AP Joan UK Daily Briefing for Friday, the 7th of August, 2026. Let's start with ransomware, where the past 48 hours have been active across more than a dozen groups and well over 60 victims, including the ongoing Clop mass dump from Tuesday, which continues adding new redacted entries to its list. The most alarming listing this cycle comes from Lynx, which has claimed Talbot County Department of Emergency Services in Maryland. That's a county 911 and EMS operation. Critical public safety infrastructure, full stop. On the healthcare front, Killian has posted Crystal Pharmatech, a US pharmaceutical company. Arova has claimed a dental practice and a veterinary clinic. And Akira has hit Pharmatest Apparatebau AG in Switzerland, a manufacturer of pharmaceutical testing equipment, with 46 gigabytes reportedly ready for release. Keyline also hit AmSpec, a US energy sector inspection firm, continuing a pattern of critical sector targeting this week. At the professional services level, Silent Ransom Group has claimed Mayer Brown, one of the world's largest law firms, which would represent significant exposure of corporate and potentially government legal matters if confirmed. Akira also posted Basic Grain Products, a US agricultural company threatening to release over 100 gigabytes of corporate data. And Play Ransomware rounded out the cycle with a US financial services firm and a manufacturing company in Singapore. Now onto notable security stories from the past 24 hours. China has opened a formal security probe into Palo Alto Networks products. Analysts are reading this as geopolitical leverage rather than genuine concern. Procurement bans may follow, and that's worth watching if you have exposure to Chinese markets or supply chains. Unit 42 published a deep dive on Chaindrop, a self-propagating NPM worm that spreads by modifying package files on infected systems. Once it's in a development environment, containment is non-trivial. If you run JavaScript build pipelines, this one warrants a look at your dependency audit practices. A researcher is claiming to have taken control of ChatGPT's secure sandbox environment. OpenAI hasn't confirmed the scope, but it's generating significant attention from the AI security community. Switzerland's federal IT agency has suffered another SharePoint breach, around 200 accounts compromised. Notably, the same agency was hit through a SharePoint flaw earlier this year, which raises questions about whether the root cause was ever properly addressed. A new CPU-level side-channel attack called Tontu has been published, bypassing existing Spectre V2 mitigations to leak Linux password hashes. If you're running older unpatched kernels, that's an urgent read. A Canadian man has pleaded guilty in connection with the Snowflake extortion campaign, one of the largest credential theft operations in recent memory, affecting over 165 companies and billions of records. Bleeping Computer is reporting a ClickFix campaign, now delivering a macOS info stealer, targeting crypto wallets. ClickFix has historically been Windows territory. This macOS escalation is a notable shift worth flagging to your endpoint teams. And finally, a UNC 6671 threat actor, linked to Blackfile, has been tied to a wave of phishing attacks targeting hedge funds and enterprise cloud environments. Sophisticated social engineering using multi-brand impersonation to harvest credentials. That's your briefing for Friday, the 7th of August, 2026. Stay sharp.